This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Look, In Excess is one of Australia's greatest bands, and the recently released documentary Mystifier, A Musical Journey with Michael Hutchence.
It's got Kylie Minogue in it.
It's got Kylie.
Well,
it's got Kylie. And it reminded everyone of the magic that was In Excess, and it certainly reminded the Aussie rock legend, Lee Harding. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you guys too. Thank you very much.
Grouse this morning.
Oh, for this time of morning, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you're a rock god. You probably haven't even been to bed yet.
Oh, no, I normally don't get out of bed until at least 12:30 every day.
Don't you have a new baby?
I do, yes.
Yeah, you don't go to sleep. And you're awake all night?
And an amazing wife. That's why I get to sleep.
Yeah. Sorry, Jess. Yeah.
No. I'm all for that. When I have my kid, I sleep till 10:30 every day. It's all good. Lee, now you're so inspired by In Excess, Michael Hutchence, and the recent documentary depicting his story that you decided to do something to pay homage to him. Tell us about Mystifier.
So, hey, this is Joy. It's homo-age.
How much homo-age did you give Michael Hutchence?
No, look, I've been a massive fan for In Excess for as long as I can remember. I just think he's the epitome of a rock god. He's just got something that, not many people have or had back when he was coming. He was around, and to see the movie, it showed so many different sides of him that I don't think anyone really sort of knew. And I walked out of the movie. I'm like, I need to do something that pays homage to to the great man. And I've got this Mystifier show that we're putting together, and it's all stripped back. It's acoustic to start with, so just one acoustic guitar and myself, double vocals going across, and it's going to be amazing.
Oh, fantastic. Really? I mean, In Excess is one of those bands that when you hear their backtrack, you think, oh my god, I forgot that song. Yeah. There's so many in there.
So many.
But look, it said, you're inspired by In Excess and Michael Hutchence himself, but he had a very profound effect on your life. How was it being backstage in 2006 when you and your band was their opening act? That's pretty big.
It was amazing. Unfortunately, Michael wasn't around back then, so it was JD Fortune that was their front man, but still, he blew me away. He was a great front man himself. They're probably the tightest band I've ever seen live In Excess. They really, really are. It was just a jaw-dropping moment.
Wow. I mean, everyone knows you from Australian Idol and The Voice, but something that really piqued my curiosity was in 2007, you went over to Iraq to play for the troops.
Yes.
What was that like?
Amazing. We were over there for just over 2.5 weeks. We did, I think it was 15 shows or 16 shows in that time, at all different bases. So we were playing for, the Aussies, Americans, English, Italians, just so many different troops. It was the most surreal experience I've ever been a part of. It was 52 degrees plus every single day.
Wow.
We were wearing all the stuff that that the army guys wear, we were doing the drills, and we were the first people to go over there as the entertainment and shoot guns as well. So we went to the shooting range and shot their Stiers, which was cool. Some of the bases, you go to them, they're just massive, and they've got McDonald's, they've got KFC, they've got Pizza Hut, and this is right in the middle of the desert. Very, very crazy. But, it's something that will stick in my memory forever and a day. We got to go to Saddam Hussein's palace, and we did the big walk through there.
He wasn't there, I'm assuming.
No, he wasn't at that point.
He had a Big Mac.
He was gone, yeah.
But he built his kids a massive playground. It was basically right out of bedrock. Like, it was made out of the ground, and it was just like tunnels and mazes and, amazing.
Well, funny you say bedrock, because your band Bedrock has the aim of releasing a single every single month until the end of 2019. We're almost at the end of that, so how's the cranking out single after single?
It's good. We've got two that we're releasing next week, so we're going to do a double banger.
A double
banger. Yeah. So, that's the kind of people we are. We like to give.
Well, it is coming into the season of giving.
It is. Yeah, we're actually looking at maybe doing a Christmas track as well, just for a bit of fun.
That'd be rad.
What's that like in the studio, knowing you've got to crank one out? Like, because you made the commitment to it.
Yep.
Would you pre-record them and then make the commitment, or are you just writing and going?
We've just got a big back catalogue of music that we've been writing for a long, long time. So we're sort of just picking the ones that we love personally, and we just hope that everyone else loves them as well.
Well, look, like, they're telling me before, you know, the Australian Idol, The Voice. So yep. I'm seeing you're addicted to reality shows. Are we going to see you baking a cake with, you know, Mary Berry soon? Or,
oh, yeah.
You know,
like I love baking, actually. Is that bad to admit?
No, well, listen, we're all master bakers around here. Have a look.
My daughter and me cook up cookies all the time, cakes, all that sort of stuff. I love being in the kitchen baking.
Okay, so Australia's greatest bake-off. Maybe we might see Lee there next season. Look, you're also joining Jason Singh next week, supporting Heaven's Greatest Hits at the Mammo Hall, yes. And then you're moving on to the Woolla Exchange in Geelong.
Yep.
Pretty exciting.
Can't wait. That's going to be the first time I get to actually play the Mystify show, just as a little teaser for everyone. So it's just a half an hour show to warm up the boys. And, you know, down the track, I'm going to be a part of Heaven's Greatest Hits as well, which is really, really exciting as well. So I'll get to sing some more Michael Hutchins, doing that sort of stuff. Bit of Stevie Wright, maybe.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
Living. Absolutely living. Look, make sure you grab your tickets to Mystify, the songbook of In Excess with Lee Harding. If you're an In Excess fan or even a rock fan, then you bloody love this. It's going to be unreal.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Bird's Basement, 4th of December. Just get on it straight away. You know, I've had so many people messaging me, coming up to me saying they're coming as well. So it's just going to be a really fun night.
Tickets at birdsbasement.com. Lee, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.